The poll released yesterday by the Wasson Center for Public Policy at Christopher Newport University shows Senator Warner begins his campaign for re-election with a 63% job approval rating, but reaches just 50% in a potential head-to-head matchup with former Republican National Committee Chairman Ed Gillespie. I talked with Dr. Quentin Kidd, who is director of the Wasson Center, about his poll and his reading of it.
Mark Warner has had really high approval ratings. He left the governor's mansion, and his approval ratings were in the 60% range, and we still have him that at 63% approval rating. And we asked people whether they thought he deserved to be reelected, and 56% said they thought he deserved to be reelected. So there are some people there who think he's doing a good job, but aren't sure that he needs to be reelected. And then we asked them, what if the race were held today? Mark Warner gets 50% of the vote. Ed Gillespie gets 30% of the vote. And so what's interesting to me about this is a Mark Warner who's still very popular, but when it comes to electoral politics, the level of support for him drops.
Gillespie is a relative unknown. Could you have put Mark Warner versus anybody else and gotten your same 30%?
Well, that's a really good question, and I think part of the answer is yes. A certain number of Republicans are going to vote for the Republican, whoever it is. Mark Warner, for him to feel comfortable, I think, going into in a re-election, he wants to have a higher than 50% people who say they'll vote for him. I mean, 18% of people say they're uncertain at this point. So people will get to know Ed Gillespie more as the race goes on, Howie Lynn, Shaq Hill, whoever the Republican nominee is. And I imagine these numbers are going to change as we move into the fall. This is in my mind, an early snapshot of what this race is going to look like.
Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.